Good morning. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, News Talk 1110 KBND, and today's news brought to you by Max Muscle. When are you going to stop putting off feeling good? It's 6:05, and today's news with Dave Jarvis this morning from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades. Here's Dave with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you, Frank. The Bend City Council will make the final decision on whether to move forward with its surface water improvement project, but the Planning Commission weighed in on Monday. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
It was a packed house at the Planning Commission meeting Monday night, with most of those in attendance voicing opposition to the nearly $70 million water project. Commissioner Nathan Hofkamp says the commission is reluctant to take a stand on the growing controversy.
The Planning Commission recommends approval of this file in regards to the public facility plan with the stipulation that we are basically neutral on the sort of sub-issue of the surface water improvement project, because it's a very complicated project with much, you know, technical information.
Last week, petitions with nearly 1,000 signatures were turned into City Hall, asking City Council to stop and reassess the project and consider alternatives. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
The Redmond Chamber of Commerce and the Deschutes County Fair and Expo staff unite to bring more unusual sporting events to the fairgrounds. The Redmond Chamber's Eric Sand says the fairgrounds has everything necessary for a successful event.
Trying to make sure that we can take advantage of all the assets of the region. And hopefully, you know, it's a win-win. If we bring a big group into the area, it's a win for all of Central Oregon. And same with Bend. If they bring somebody in, you know, it's a win for us too. So we definitely are trying to just build awareness of the region. And hopefully we'll have some success and start building a stronger economy.
Sand says they recently attended a sports convention that matches venues with out-of-the-ordinary sporting events. He says they hope to get the bid for the hugely popular National Quidditch Games, made famous by the Harry Potter stories. Cook County health officials confirmed that they have another case of meningitis. They hope to have lab tests back by the end of the week to help them see if this case is connected to local cases earlier this year. Cook County Health Department spokesperson Karen Juergen says they've contacted all of the people that have been in close contact with the person affected, and those people have been given preventive antibiotics. Our news partner, News Channel 21, says the person with meningitis is a 20-year-old female from Prineville. The Penn State scandal illustrates what can happen when people who witness or suspect abuse don't report it. Child advocates want to make sure that people do the right thing when they see inappropriate things. Shelley Smith with the Kids Center in Bend says awareness is the first step.
I think what we just have to realize is this is happening more and more, and it's happening at epidemic rates. And we can't keep our head in the sand any longer to think that it's not happening in our own communities and in our own families. And I think it takes courage to stop the cycle. It takes courage to get help, and it takes courage to speak out for a child who may not have the voice to speak out for themselves.
Smith says local people should report any abuse to Deschutes County Child Welfare Services. Officials at Mount Bachelor Resort say they're optimistic that an incoming storm will allow them to open before Thanksgiving Day. An article in the Bulletin says that as of yesterday, the resort had just 7 inches of snow at the base. Spokesman Andy Goggins says they plan to begin snowmaking efforts this weekend. Weather forecasts say Mother Nature could add as much as 5 inches by herself by Sunday night. Goggins says opening day does not depend on the depth of the snow as much as on the quality. Time is running out on another Occupy demonstration, this one on the grounds of the State Capitol building in Salem. State Park spokesman Chris Hovel says the 24-hour food and medical tents are attracting people who are not connected to the protest.
There have been some crimes in the park. There's been an arrest for assault. There's been a fight inside the park.
The Parks Department has notified demonstrators they'll have to pack up all tents and structures by the end of the month, but they're welcome to keep using the park during the day. And a 32-year-old climber from Bend suffered serious injuries Monday when he fell off a ledge near Smith Rock State Park. It took rescue workers about 6 hours to get him to safety. Aaron Seaman had been climbing with a partner when he fell 25 feet. He's currently listed in fair condition. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com and get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.